Reading from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus called the people to him and said, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a man from outside can make him unclean. It's the things that come out of a man that make him unclean. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen to this." When he'd gone back into the house, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Do you not understand either? Can you not see that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot make him unclean? Because it does not go into his heart, but through his stomach, and passes out into the sewer. Thus he pronounced all foods clean." He went on, "It is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. For it is from within, from men's hearts, that evil intentions emerge. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, make a man unclean." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, Christmas is over now. This sermon is for the 9th of February, and the very latest we can draw out Christmas is to the 2nd of February, which was a week ago, the Feast of the Presentation. Nonetheless, the last couple of days I've been rereading Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's one of these books which is good to read because it's one of these books that many of us have read in our childhood and know bits of, and know various versions of the story. All the various people who've played Scrooge throughout the years. And even the versions which have distorted the story or changed it or perhaps parodied the story. One I remember most of all was Mr. Magoo playing Scrooge, which used to be on television here in Britain every year. Like I say, it's one of these stories that we read in our childhood, but it's also one of those stories we think we've read. And reading it again, I was interested to see that the story was not quite what I thought it was. I assumed that Scrooge had turned bad because something bad had happened to him in his childhood. I assumed that in some way others were responsible. It's a modern world, we just assume that if we go bad, it must be someone else's fault. Bless me, Father, my parents have sinned. Doesn't really fit in with the story. Scrooge simply becomes mean, becomes avaricious, he becomes preoccupied with money. He does it out of his own free will. The spirit of Christmas past takes him back to his childhood, and there he's on his own. He may be lonely, but shortly afterwards, the spirit of past takes him a little forward to where he has a girlfriend, a fiancée. And then she dumps him basically because he's become so preoccupied with money. There's nothing to suggest that Scrooge is somehow led into his way of life, he's somehow forced to, that anyone has hurt him. He makes his own choices, becomes the sort of person he is. The story of the Christmas Carol is actually a story about the imagination and its failure. What's also interesting, something I've forgotten, is that the first sign that Scrooge is going to be changed by his experiences, first sign that he's going to become a new kind of person, is when he's taken back to his childhood and he sees that he's reading basically fairy stories. It's a bit confusing because the stories seem real to him. He says, "Look, there's Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves from the Arabian Nights." He's actually seeing the stories he read as if they're real. They were his childhood companions. He was alone, but the stories were real. But that's why I think the Christmas Carol is about the failure of imagination. Scrooge has put that behind him. And yet the whole story of the Christmas Carol is about someone who's having a great, fantastic experience. Fantastic in the old sense, not wonderful, not great in that sense, but somehow full of imagination, full of fancy. Extraordinary night with extraordinary things. Yet at the end, Scrooge himself is described as abstaining from spirits forevermore. Somehow he's become a person of imagination again. What he could have been from the start. And the lack of imagination is what his sin is, what makes him what he is at the beginning of the novel. He's mean, he's covetous, he's unable to reach out. And imagination in that sense is not something that comes from within us. It's not what we invent. It's rather what surrounds us, what reaches us out of ourselves, what takes us out of ourselves. Thomas Aquinas says somewhere quite bluntly that we create evil ourselves. God doesn't. And he means that. He means that all these sins listed in this gospel, God didn't invent. God couldn't invent. He allows them to happen. He understands what they are. He understands sin. But sin itself is not something that God could make. God creates good things. Everything he sees is good. Sin is the absence of goodness. In that sense, it's a sort of uncreating. As it happens, the first reading tells us about how God created man and put him in the garden and gave him all sorts of good things to eat, but also a tree of knowledge of good and evil. He says, don't eat from that, on that day you must die. The tree of knowledge of good and evil might sound like something that expands our understanding. The truth is, knowledge of evil is simply shrinking our understanding. Good things are for knowing. And the good imagination reaches out to good things. But all the things that we invent for ourselves, they actually take us away from not just goodness, but also wonder, fantasy. They are deliberate dullness, deliberate boredom. We impoverish ourselves. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, and so on. All these things come from within. It doesn't, as the translation says, make a man unclean. It rather makes it common. That's the word it says. It makes it dull. Makes it ordinary. Sin does that. Scrooge himself is saved by imagination, by fantasy. At the very end, there's a suspicion that the ghosts were his own imagination. But even if it were, it's still true that they are things that came from outside. The things that led him outside of himself. The ghost of Christmas past takes him into his past, but the ghost of Christmas present takes him into places which are not his sad little house where he's sitting with his thin porridge or gruel on the fire, ignoring Christmas. And the ghost of the future takes him into the horrors of his life in the future, the horrors of his death and discovering that everything he has is taken away from him. They're all things that somehow reach out to him from outside. Imagination isn't something that locks us in illusion. Imagination reaches into us and pulls us out of ourselves into the wonders that surround us. All the things we can know in this world. So reach out from yourself, reach out to the world around you, in compassion certainly, but not just compassion, also in the sense that there is a world out there, there is joy out there. Scrooge strangely learns to care about people's suffering because he also understands that the poor have a happiness and a joy that he doesn't understand anymore. It's because he understands that there's more to life than he is. The sin that comes from outside is just a mistake. Sin always comes from inside. From inside, we lock ourselves into a smaller world. The door of the human heart can only be locked from the inside. So it has to be opened. So all sin then is a failure with imagination, a failure of wonder, a failure of fantasy.